And we're back for a special mini-sode of Cinema Vino. We have Travis Budd back from Europe, back from backpacking.
Greetings.
Back from making love. And we're going to get his thoughts on not only Kong and Godzilla, but his thoughts on our thoughts. It's thought for your thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
So?
Listen to the thoughts of a bunch of thoughts.
So let's hear them. What do you think?
Well, yeah, you guys were, you know, rather pedestrian. I mean, with your limited knowledge and skills, know-how.
Lacking, yeah, if you will.
It was much like sifting through rubble or, you know, looking for fossils and how Neanderthals used tools. For that, I mean, you guys, for your time and your limited brain capacity, were, I mean, it's amazing what you guys did accomplish.
Mm-hmm. It's like listening to Tim McCarver talk about baseball.
I'm going to have to just believe you on that one. That's a sports thing.
Mm-hmm.
No, you guys made some good points. Taylor said the Godzilla 1999, well, that was 98. He's an absolute idiot, but he is adorable and has a terrific set of hair. But from what I noticed in the film, and I'm mainly going to talk about the fights and King Kong and Godzilla, because fuck everybody else. But I actually read one of the prequel comics today that actually explained why there was like some giant storm on Skull Island. And I'm like, oh, okay, maybe that would have been helpful to include one sentence in the film just to, you know, address
anything.
But apparently when Ghidorah was going batshit crazy in the last film, there was some permanent storm in the ocean that was creating tornadoes for like 2 years.
Yeah.
And at some point in this graphic novel was another Titan that somehow called to the storm or beckoned it towards Skull Island so it would blot out the sun. It was like sun, because it was a bat Titan that, you know, couldn't be out in the day. So it basically summoned the storm, and then Skull Island's fuckery, whatever keeps the storm layer around Skull Island, kept that crazy-ass storm stationary.
Yeah.
So that caused all of the natives to be, you know, they said they all died. No, in the comic they were moved off the island, or at least most of them were.
Yeah.
So they didn't just kill a large population for just a, you know, one-line story purpose.
Yeah.
But when they got Kong off the island, obviously the first fight with he and Godzilla was on the battleship. So it was Godzilla's home turf. King Kong can't breathe underwater and obviously doesn't have a breath weapon or something. So got his ass kicked. I will concede. I'm Team Kong, by the way, to show my bias.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, it made sense. All right, first round goes to Godzilla. And then they fought again, but they gave Kong, like, some magical handicap axe to, you know, level out the playing field, which was cool, but I didn't really want. I, you know, would want them to be on a level playing field fighting mano a mano. You know, nothing crazy. I mean, you know, Kong, part of his thing is that he can use tools, and I'm totally cool with him, like, ripping up something and then fashioning it real quick like he does, like, those logs to do a spear or whatever. But, like, having, oh, hey, I've got a magical axe that, like, glimmers and shines and can deflect exactly what you have just because. Meh.
It's like a kryptonite spear, if you will.
Exactly. So, Kong wins the second time, and every time the axe got, like, lodged in a building, I was like, thank fuck. Like, let's just see them, you know. I definitely wanted to see Kong get hit with radioactive breath, because I knew he wasn't going to be as durable, but I at least wanted him to take the hit. But they did show that he was faster than Godzilla. My thing about Kong is that, like, Kong is clearly smarter, can use tools, is going to be faster and more agile, and in upper body strength, at least, stronger,
yeah.
I would think. Because Godzilla's got those teeny tiny little arms.
Little T-Rex arms.
Yeah. Doesn't have much reach, can't do much shit, like, you know, has the tail or whatever. But, yeah, Godzilla's just a juggernaut. But, so, Kong won second round, like, got Godzilla down and knocked him out. But I guess that was a part A of the second round, and then part B was Godzilla comes back, gets pissed, steps on his chest, damn near kills Kong. I'm like, fuck. I know Kong's the underdog, but, like, that's fucking rough, buddy.
Yeah.
And then, obviously, they, you know, step in, fight Mechagodzilla, are able to take him out together. Actually, Kong takes out Mechagodzilla, I guess. And then Godzilla pretty much looks fresh after the fight and is like, let's do this. And Kong, to me, learned from the first fight when the humans decided to turn off all the weapons and power down all their boats that Godzilla would go away. Kong somehow was like, oh, if I drop this axe, then he'll go the fuck away.
Yeah.
But that's kind of like Kong throwing in the towel in his own boxing match. I'm like, fuck.
Yeah.
Like, I knew Kong wasn't, you know, going, you know, it was, again, he's the underdog. But they did my boy Kong wrong. Plus, when they get to the Hollow Earth and he's fighting some random ass, like, snake bat or war bat, whatever they call it, like, it wrapped him up and it was like, oh no, he's gonna die. We better, shoot some missiles. And that's the only way he got out of that move and was able to kill it. You're like, all right, I get it that, you know, he's understands sign language. He's the most human of the Titans. He's the one that can maybe not be controlled, but manipulated or reasoned with,
mm-hmm.
which is interesting in and of itself. But, like, you know, it just looked like a bad animated series of a TV show. Like, oh no, Kong's losing. We better throw this button. And, like, humans have to matter somehow. So, I didn't love that. However, saying all of that, they definitely scaled up Godzilla in this film. By which I mean, I have never seen him move faster in his entire fucking life.
Yeah.
I'm like, seeing all the other previous movies, or at least the two American movies, the 2014 and then King of Monsters one, he was never that fucking fast.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he might have, like, spurts of speed, but I was watching it, and I was like, fuck this lizard. Like, why are they, like... Obviously, for this movie, they scaled up Kong to be as tall or nearly as tall as Godzilla. I get it. If you're going to do that, they did that in the 1962 Japanese version.
1963.
63? I think it's 62. Oh, hold on. Sean, you might be talking about the American one where it comes out a year later and in subtitles.
This one?
Fuck you. What is this? Oh, but look up Kingu Kongu Tai Gojira, the original title at 62. Don't fuck with me. Anyway, besides that minor hiccup, obviously they scale up Kong size wise, but yeah, Godzilla was. They sped him up considerably.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys were right in your podcast. Millie Bobby Brown didn't really do shit. Mm-hmm. Or her dad from the first film. And they yada-yadded away one of the characters who was also... His scenes were cut way down in King of Monsters. He was in Terminator 2. He played Miles Dyson, the guy that gets killed at the end that's holding the... He was in just, like, one scene in King of Monsters, and he was supposed to be in the film as, like, some big scientist, and, yeah, they just yada-yadded all over him. And they explained him being absent in this, in that King Kong prequel I read, which, don't read that. Skip it. It was not good. So those were my main thoughts. Did you have other questions you're going to prompt me with?
Let's see. I'm trying to think. Okay, so I compared it to Batman v Superman.
Yes.
Your thoughts on that?
That's accurate. That's what they normally do in comics is when they're wanting, like, two heroes. They want them to fight, but they don't want to say definitively who wins over the other. They often do that.
Compare
62.
Circle gets a square.
Oh.
Compare the treatment of Kong in this movie to the treatment of the Hulk in Age of Ultron when he fought the Hulkbuster. I know you did not approve of him getting beat by Iron Man.
Oh, yeah. So in the comics, Stark gets the Hulkbuster Iron Man, and it helps him go toe to toe with Hulk. But it's still not a be all end all like Hulkbuster machine. Like it's as good as he can do to be on par. And he has defeated Hulk before, I will say.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's in this. It honestly, the axe for Kong is like the Hulkbuster armor, like something to help him be more on par with Godzilla. But yeah. I didn't want him to have that crutch. I mean, it looked cool, right?
Yeah.
The trailer and everything, but it just didn't... The scaled-up size was really all I wanted. Because Godzilla fights monsters all the time, but they're like crazy flying things, and they shoot beams and whatever. Kong is an entirely different animal, but he's faster and more ferocious and, you know, like we said, can think and use tools. And I thought he would be able to use his reach better against Godzilla. And he did. He did a whole bunch of, like, ambush tactics and stuff like that. I enjoyed the movie. I think your 3 out of 5 stars was accurate. As a straight-up Godzilla movie, though, because I've seen all the Godzilla movies, it was a pretty freaking good Godzilla movie because they mostly suck. but whenever I go and rewatch Godzilla films, it is a fast-forward fest. Like, I'm like, all right, yes, I get it. We need plot. Like, a lot of times, because the monsters don't emote or talk, you have to have the actors be like, oh, look, Godzilla, his tummy is hurt. Mm-hmm. Like, he's got to sit down and do a boom boom. And then you see Godzilla walk off, and you're like, yep, that's what he's doing. He's going to go have a boom boom. Like, you need to have a character say, you know, give that. Which is why it was helpful in this that, you know, Kong was speaking in sign language and had the little girl that could somewhat communicate for him as well. Yeah. But yeah, they went, and it reminded me of the Coco gorilla. I didn't think of Congo, but yes, 100% Congo.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I need to watch that movie again. Also, we need to pod on that movie.
Yes, I have not seen that since it was in the theaters.
Well, that's your poor life decision, that's like I guess. Your
opinion, man. We could do a whole series of pods of movies, old movies that we just saw in the theater.
Monkeys?
that too. 90s monkey movies. Or movies of the monkeys, yeah, the band.
90 monkey movies. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. that's a long season. did you ever see a movie called Project X? Matthew Broderick? Helen Hunt? That was the first monkey movie I ever saw.
Oh, is it Chimps in Space or something?
They use them as test subjects for like pilots,
yeah.
And they expose them to radiation. But the chimps learn sign language, learn to communicate.
Mm-hmm. I've seen parts of it. I think I don't think I've seen the whole thing.
Yeah, so I don't know where I was going with that, but
yeah.
So yeah, you think 3 out of 5, 6 out of 10?
Yeah. Well, 3 out of 5, yes, for your review and your site, but I would give it a 6.5 or a 7 as a Godzilla film.
Mm-hmm.
It's leaps and bounds above others. And that's the thing I loved about the 2014 Godzilla. I was like, oh man, they used him sparingly, which also I didn't like. There's 10 minutes of Godzilla in that whole movie. But I liked the effects and everything, and I was like, yes, I need more of this. And then he came out with King of Monsters and King Ghidorah, and I'm like, I want to see them fight. Like, what's... And they keep panning down to this Humvee where Millie Bobby Brown's mom is sitting around being dumbass when she should just be doing The Conjuring 4, because that's baller status. She was great in that, but like...
It's very true.
As a crazy scientist, evil mom, and like, watch me drive this Humvee, get fucked, Four Eyes. I give a shit about that. I want to see some Titan on Titan action, some Kaiju on Kaiju fuckfest.
But would you agree that it's like a hockey game where people are going to see the fights?
Yeah.
I mean, some people will tell you they go to hockey games for the sport, but I think that's a lie.
No. Yeah, we were talking about it while we were listening to the podcast. You guys are right. They had way too many bigger name actors in this. And they really just needed, like, the third or fourth Baldwin brother. And, like, I don't care what they say. Just, you know.
Yeah.
This movie needed more Simon Pegg. Like, if Simon Pegg, this could be directed by Edgar Wright, and there were Simon Pegg and Nick Frost in it,
mm-hmm.
then I would give a shit about, like, the B side characters.
Sean Zilla,
exactly. Precisely.
Yeah, definitely. I think that would be almost more than what the MonsterVerse deserves. It would be funny and self-aware.
Yeah, I would love it. Yeah, even if they didn't do a parody like they did with zombie films with Shaun of the Dead, if they actually had, it could be the Cornetto quadrilogy, but if it was a legit Godzilla movie, but just with those crazy, kooky characters, fuck yes.
Yeah.
That is a popcorn fest right there.
Maybe Godzilla. I would
gluck my popcorn.
Godzilla steps on the Winchester pub.
Oh, no.
Who wins between Godzilla and Gamera?
See, Gamera can fly and survive in space.
And spin.
Yep. And spin. But Gamera just shoots up, like, straight up fire. Like, I think they call them plasma bolts, too. But if it's 90s Gamera, it might be Gamera. But if it's just straight up Gamera, I mean, Gamera, he takes a licking and keeps on taking. Like, there was much more violence in Gamera films. Like, he would get cut and beat the fuck up all the time and be bleeding. They would use that more sparingly with Godzilla. So yeah. I think Godzilla has the better healing factor. In my mind, it would always be Godzilla. But again, if they do another crossover, fuck yes, Godzilla versus Gamera.
And are you suggesting that Godzilla is a paladin and Gamera is a tank? Like a barbarian type tank?
No. I mean,
fair point.
Godzilla would be a barbarian paladin. I don't know. He'd be multi-classed. Sean, that's a loaded question, man. I'm gonna have to unpack that when we're not recording. That's a deep dive.
Gamera might be a little bit of a bard because he is a friend to children.
Oh, that's true.
He can bring people to him.
Ding, 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 ding. Gamera. And he likes powdered donuts.
That's true.
That's not true. It was in one of the films.
It should be true.
And every time I watch that film, I'm like, fuck, I wish I had a powdered donut. Maybe we'll watch Gamera versus Giron, and we'll have a shit ton of powdered donuts, and we can eat them whenever they're eating them on camera.
That's the best podcast ever. Do some red wine, some powdered donuts.
Holy shit. I mean, this is inappropriate for this podcast, but, like, it moved.
Yeah, I mean, we're getting a little frisky during that podcast. Get some wine, get some donuts, might get a little handsy.
Might want to, you know what? I will dunk a, like, powdered donut in my wine. Like, my donut tastes a little bit like red wine, but the greater victory there is a little powdered sugar in my wine. Little donut dust in my wine. Tell me how that's bad.
No, I agree. You get no argument here.
We also need to invite a sommelier to that podcast. Like, we're pairing this $40 red with some powdered donuts.
I would love to do that and not say anything about what we're doing or what we're watching.
Yeah.
And get, like, a highfalutin sommelier in here and be like, okay, we're watching Gamera versus Giron, and we've got powdered donuts and $40 bottles of Pinot Noir, and we're going to dip the donuts in wine. That would be an awesome video to film.
See the color drain from the face?
Just in horror.
Oh, my God. This is... I can't let you do this. Like, if there were such thing as wine police, I would be calling them.
It's like, we're going to have first growth Bordeaux and donuts. And watch a turtle and a lizard fight.
There was no after credits scene either after this film. But obviously Kong is still alive, so if they can keep this going, I would love to see more films with a tandem, like Godzilla Kong matchup. And I really enjoy the series because they had original monsters for Godzilla to fight out the gate in the first one. not one, but two. Mm-hmm. And they had a really cool, like, you got to see a little bit of their weird life cycle, the male and the female, the one that was much bigger. It's like, oh, that's interesting shit. And then second one, they went with Godzilla's biggest enemy, King Ghidorah. And then in this one, his other biggest enemy was Mechagodzilla. And they both looked pretty cool. And they didn't, like, Ghidorah was done really well and looked really cool, but had a dog shit movie.
Mm-hmm.
Mechagodzilla looked cool. Not as, you know, he could have looked better or whatever. But I kept thinking that they were building a Mechagodzilla with whatever technology or shit. Like, I also was thinking that there would be, what movie is it where there's like, where there's a site B? Oh, it's Contact,
mm-hmm.
where they have the plans from the aliens and they start building this giant thing and they're like, hey, what do you think? We would have put all our eggs in one basket? No, there's a site B. And
whatever it is, it ain't local.
Whatever it is, it ain't local. But they were building a whole second one. But I also am thinking that at some point, I know Godzilla got his ass kicked in this one. There's got to be one of the... And we never saw Charles Dance. We never saw Tywin Lannister in this movie.
Mm-hmm.
Who, as far as I know, unless there's... I think there's a Godzilla prequel comic that I didn't give a shit about, didn't buy. But maybe he got killed in that. But I kept thinking that he's the one that had... That discovered Ghidorah, the head that they used in this film. And he wasn't taken out. I'm also thinking that there was, maybe in the future, they'll find Godzilla blood and try and clone him or make some other crazy mutant creature or, like, feed it to something that they can try and control.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm all about it. As long as you get to see the monsters fucking fight.
Yeah.
That's all I want.
And that's my washing machine in the background. We are not on a Boeing airliner. So Trav, final thoughts, you enjoyed it?
Yeah, those are that's just my shorts. Those are not two hamsters fighting in a knapsack. No, final thoughts. It was a good flick. I enjoyed it. You guys did some good podding on it. I enjoyed your views, especially from the normies.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
I really like getting my super nerd shit. I like to get an unbiased view and opinion from. So yeah, that was interesting, and I enjoyed it, and yeah. I will probably watch it again.
Yeah, and there you go. And so this has been another episode of CinemaVino, and this is getting Travis's thoughts on the Kong Godzilla matchup, and yeah, I'm glad we did. But we will see you guys next time.
Catch you on the flip flop later.
You can listen, rate, subscribe to CinemaVino, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or anywhere you choose to listen to your podcasts. My movie reviews are available at ToddWoffordMovies.com.
Murdoch.
I'm coming for you.